السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him, we seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with guidance, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bless with this bounty of guidance, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is a servant and messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your creator, your sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go throughout your day. When you're visiting your family today, when you're visiting your friends, when you're watching whatever you're watching on your phone, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you not do anything that might displease Him, as you ought to be in the state, and do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'i Allaha wa rasulahu فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your creator, your sustainer, advises you to have taqwa. And advises you on one a special point in taqwa, and that is قُلُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Watch what you say. You're going to be greeting a lot of people today. People will have talk, a lot of conversation is going to be going on. So watch and make sure what you say, make sure it's only good, inshallah ta'ala. And if we're able to do that, Allah will rectify our deeds, forgive us for our wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed gain a great success, a great reward. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. This great day of Eid that it happened to follow on a Friday, that we get both blessings of the day of Eid and the barakah of Eid, of finishing this great month of Ramadan. And of course, the blessings of the best day in the week, and that is the day of Jum'ah, that we have it all current on one day, alhamdulillah. And that's a ni'mah, that's a blessing that alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, when He talks about Shahr al-Ramadan, when He talks about the month of Ramadan, And then he tells us that when the rain reasons why this great month that he has given us, where he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتقلموا العدة وتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have completed the days, that you will complete the days, right? And then you will tukabbir Allah, you will make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we're doing this morning as you were driving over to the sports complex, as we were sitting there before the khutbah. We're making takbir of Allah. We are exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are celebrating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, right? What are we celebrating God Almighty for? Ala ma hadakum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose me and you for whatever reason to give us the guidance of Islam. That we were so lucky, right? Maybe we were born into the religion. Maybe we found it. Maybe some ancestor up the lineage that we don't even know became Muslim somehow. Whether back in India, back in Arabia, back in this place, in that area. Someone, alhamdulillah, took shahada and got the message of Islam. And alhamdulillah, we're Muslim. That Allah has picked us and picked our lineage and picked our family. And maybe you're the first one in your family that's Muslim, right? That Allah, we're celebrating this guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That not everybody has. People are worshiping all type of things. People don't know what their God is or how many gods there are, right? People are doing all type of things that are out there, following all different methodologies and philosophies, right? And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us the siratul mustaqim, this straight path. God is one. There's no question about that. If it's two or three or four, very, very clear, alhamdulillah. Who's our prophet? Prophet Muhammad left this great sunnah, this great path for us to follow. That is one of the best gatherings, best blessings that we can ask for. So we celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. We exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today for that guidance that he has given us and this great month of Ramadan he has given us. Also this day, this day is a day of gathering, not because of Jummah, but because of Eid. You saw how great the gathering is. Alhamdulillah, a lot of you are still in your Eid clothes. Didn't have time to change, alhamdulillah. That's good. Alhamdulillah, you're there looking good today, mashallah. You look at good every day, but anyhow, special today, right? And so alhamdulillah has given us this special blessing that we come together. And this is one of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something, this religion that we don't talk as much about as we should have, that's able to unite people. If you look around and you're seeing what I'm seeing here, you've got all different colors, shades of people. People have their traditional clothes on. I see some Afghani wear. I see some Arab wear. I see some OG California wear going on here, alhamdulillah. You got suits. You got everything. Different colors, different languages, right? Very, very hard to find a gathering in a religious institute like this. Very, very. That is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Rum, where he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That from the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he created this universe, right? I don't know if people have been following recently about the James Webb telescope and what they're finding and how vast the universe is and all these galaxies that they never seen before and never knew that they're out there before. The vastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this vast universe, wal ard, and this earth, right? From its grand canyons, from the national parks, from the ocean, right? From the deserts, all the animals in this earth that Allah has created. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said these are the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pairs it up with something very interesting for me and you to take a note of, where Allah said, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Along with these great signs of the universe and the earth, it's that Allah had made us into different, what? Tongues, different languages. وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, and different colors, right? We're different shades, and that's not because bad or good, that's because we're equal, right? Allah said, these are of the greatest signs. That he has given us these different colors and these different languages. These are the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has given us. What? Well, and inna fi dhalika la'ayatil lil'alamin. That these are for the signs for those people who know. Those people who give thought, those people are knowledgeable. So alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu has given these beautiful things, these beautiful languages and culture, alhamdulillah, that we all seen and beautiful today. And today I want to make sure that inshallah, as we have so many people that from different backgrounds, like we almost do every single Friday, but a little bit extra because it's the day of Eid, we want to make sure we get to know each other. And that's one thing, is that we get to make sure that we know who we are. That you know the brother or the sister right next to you, to the right of you and to the left of you. If If you want to do a little bit more, we do front and back also, right? And getting to know each other, not that you're just praying with somebody right now, and then you guys both walk out together, and you might not even know the person next to you or who they are, is that they want to make sure that we all get to know each other. And that's why when the Prophet ﷺ, he was asked, which one, ma islam khair, what is the best actions in Islam that someone could do? What are the best deeds in Islam that someone could do? The Prophet ﷺ answered, where he says, tutimu ta'am, wa taqru as-salam ala man arafta wa man lam ta'raf. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ answered, but the best deed that me and you could do is feed those that are hungry, those that are needy. Have a grounding with those who are less fortunate. It will keep you from getting haughty. It will keep you leveled to make sure that you are attached to those that are in need. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best deeds also in Islam is to give salams, to say salamu alaykum to those that you know, your friends, right? The ones that you kick it with, your crew, right? The uncles, alhamdulillah, they know each other, they're over here. And the other group, they're over here. And the youth are over here. That alhamdulillah, give salams to those you know. And what else did he say? To those that you don't know. That those you don't know who they are. They might be not with your circle. Everyone's over here in the Arabic speaking crew, right? There might be someone else that's not there. Let's give salams to them. Someone who over here, they're speaking Urdu. And they're from maybe this, you know, Hind and Pakistan and India. Let them also give salams to the other group over here. The youth, who knows what they're speaking. But they're over here in this group over here, right? Let them also greet other people. Let them greet the elders. Let them greet other youth that might not be in their circle. Same thing for the sisters, right? And this is something that sometimes we fail to do. Sometimes you could walk in the masjid and walk back out and nobody will say salams to you, right? And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ is talking against. That these are the best actions to do is to give salams, to greet each other. And especially on this day, my dear brothers and sisters, on this day of Eid, and there's individuals in this crowd, and you might not know them, that might not have family members that they're going out for breakfast with, or going to go for a lunch after Juma, or going to have some big family party tonight. They don't have that. They might be new Muslims around here, that no one else in their family is Muslim. They just go home and just eat by themselves, right? Everyone's situation is different. We want at least that we make sure that we greet each other. And sometimes, you know what happens when you tell people to greet each other? You're walking up to somebody, and you're like, oh, I think he's going to give me salam. I'm not going to give him salam, and I don't know. Should I start it? Should he not start it? And we just walk away. Some people are hesitant, right? If it's something like, you know, it's something bad they're doing. No. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, and please, brothers and sisters, listen to this. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he talks about greeting each other, right? And when you see two people, whether you're at Target, whether you're at the masjid, where you're at Costco, because half of you guys are at Costco, right? And you see another Muslim shopping. You see another Muslim in the parking lot, right? And you walk in, you see another person there. What do you do? Who gives salams first? Is it the elder gives salams to the young, or the young should give the salams to the elders? There's some hadith on this. But the one thing the Prophet ﷺ mentioned when somebody asked him, when two people meet, who should give salams first? Who should start the salams? The Prophet ﷺ answered by saying, awwalahuma billah. He said, let the one who's closest to Allah start with salams. Let the one who's closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has stronger belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them start with salams first. It's a race, my dear brothers and sisters, right? Alhamdulillah, that is a sign. That's closeness. Those of love, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let those are the ones that start with salams. So we'll take that as a note, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join our hearts together and create us a one ummah with no differences with each other and bless our community. Akuli hawla hadha astaghfiru wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad as he did to Prophet Abraham, peace and blessings upon him, be both on both of them. Last note I want to give in terms of family, say Eid, there's a lot of family, right? A lot of family gatherings, people maybe you haven't seen in a while, right? People get together, maybe even this throughout this whole weekend, right? And that's a very, very beautiful thing. And families are very precious. It's like a glass case. You have to be very delicate with it. You can't drop it. You be very careful. You want to keep it intact. And so we want our family relations to be very, very good. And this is a day of Eid where our hearts are a little, hopefully, inshallah, a little bit softer on this day, right? That we overlook each other for anything that might have done. And also that we give gifts to each other, right? If you're able to do so, if your budget is able to do so, right? And this is something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, where he says, "Tahadu, tahabu." Give gifts to each other and you will love each other. Give gifts to each other and you will love each other, right? That might just be a small gift card. That might be a new bicycle for your child, right? That might be this, that might be that, right? But the Prophet said, like, give gifts, and especially on this day of Eid, for my dear brothers and sisters, for especially the parents in the crowd, make this day special for them, especially living in an environment where there's all the other weird, strange holidays that maybe they cannot participate in, right? Make this day very, very special for them, right? Doesn't have to go and spend all, break the bank, but make it special for them in terms of giving them something, taking them out, spending time with them. And also family, like I mentioned, there might be individuals that we have in our family that maybe we're not too close of. Maybe something they're quite distant. Maybe something happened where that you don't get to talk to them, you don't get to see them. There might be some issues that shaitan has whispered and caused this and caused that, if you will. But on this day, we want to make sure that we overlook that. We do see another family member that maybe have done something in the past, maybe they're saying something, right? We soften our heart today, that inshallah, least that we could do is just give them salams. I'm not saying go hug and kiss them if you don't want to do that. Don't give them a gift if you don't want to do that. But what? At least give them the bare minimal. That you see them in the crowd, you give them salams. You send a text message today, Eid Mubarak, Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, to that family member. You give them a call. They might pick up, they might not pick up. But at least you leave that door open, a rahmah, right? Let that rahmah continue outside the month of Ramadan. Let that still be in place in our hearts. Allah is still Rahman outside of Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, we could have mercy outside too, and so forth. That we keep these family relations and we keep them intact, inshallah ta'ala. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, to forgive us for our wrongdoings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, to accept our deeds that we did in this month of Ramadan, our fasting, our qiyam, our recitation of the Quran, and our sadaqat, ya kareem, ya rabbil alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to enter us in your Jannah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enter us in the presence with the Prophet Muhammad in the highest levels of Jannah, ya kareem, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to bless our community here. Make us of those that give salams so we know and to them to salams so we do not know, ya kareem. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to bless our families. If there's any issues in our hearts between them, we ask you to take it away, ya kareem, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tu'akhidhna in nasina aw akhtana. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين المغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Make your line straight, close up any gaps. Focus on your salah, praise it, plus your last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismika wa ta'ala jaddika wa la ilaha illa anta. Alhamdulillahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim Walad الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد لله وبارك فيك. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا بارك فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات لله والصلوات والسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just a reminder, is going to something I mentioned in the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala. Let's turn to our right, let's turn to our left. Introduce each other to who, if you do not know a person on this beautiful day of Eid. We're not going to do it every Friday, so it's not a bid'ah, don't worry. But inshallah, we're following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please introduce yourself, inshallah, tell the beautiful thing that you get to know each other. May Allah bless you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak to all of you, mashallah. Nice to see people in the morning. For each prayer, thousands of people, and now, mashallah, we see a good number of people here for Jummah prayer. May Allah accept that and bless us. The two Eids together, mashallah. May Allah bless. Please remember in your dua, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Hassan Bundakchi, Sister Aisha Ishaq, Sister Ni'mat Kamal, and Sister Hakima Rashid. May Allah bless them with shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Shfi anta shafi. La shafi illa anta shifa. An la yugadiru suqma. Also, we welcome a group of friends with Brittany, Tim, and Max. They are here to learn about Islam and experience prayer in the mosque. So we welcome them. Please, when you see them, greet them. Greet people who know you don't know. Yeah? So greet people, inshallah. It was very happy to see them on this day. May Allah bless you all and keep us always on the right path. Barakallahu feekum. And have a wonderful Eid with your families and friends. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank Sheikh Shahid for the
It's a good thing to ask. It's a good thing.